Blog
God bless
Radio.
All of you from all over the world. And God bless all of you from all over the world. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. This is a line where people have come and defy what the enemy has tried to do to the church for years. He's always, always used the strategy on God's people. Whenever anybody is doing well, whenever anybody is making strides in the church, the enemy will always come inside somebody and make them try to use crab mentality and say things about them and try to do things to them because he wants to divide and conquer. But God says, no, so, not so. He's making people all around the world fall in love with Jesus even more. And they are joining hands together. And not only that, they're coming from every economic strata, from every church affiliation and church denomination, simply to pray together. Walk together, sisters and brothers, praying together, sisters and brothers, and praising God together. Amen. We got a thing we call praise check. I just want to see, after all night long, who has enough energy to praise God. I'm going to vary here a little bit, and I'm going to ask y'all to do something. Some of y'all may not even want to do it, but obey me in the name of Jesus. Why? Because it's going to get you a blessing. Amen. And that's all I'm about, trying to get you a blessing. Here's what I want you to do. I want everybody on this prayer line, everybody, amen, to get up out of your bed or chair or wherever you are and stretch a little bit. Stretch a little bit. And wake up here, because we're getting ready to give God a sure enough praise in the name of Jesus. I know some of y'all have been sitting there, laying there all night long. We've been on the prayer line all night long. But I want you to stretch and wake up here, and let's give the Lord praise. Amen. Good morning to y'all. Y'all awake? Good morning to you.
Morning.
Amen.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Morning, good
morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, good morning, Lord.
All right, now let's give God a good praise this morning. We've been up all night long praising him, and he's been so good to us. Let's open our mouths and give him the best praise you got this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now we're coming to our period. We're going to loose blessings over our life and our family all year long. Amen. I want to just do something a little different. I know y'all got a list of things that y'all going to loose and things like that. But I just want to open it up and anybody jump in there. And whatever you loose, guess what? I want everybody else to loose it too. In other words, whatever you say, it's going to be like heaven says. I want to read this to you before we go into it. I want to continuously read this to you all year long. And it's found in Matthew. Amen. Matthew, yeah. The 16th chapter and 18th, 9th. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. You can put your name there. Thou art, whatever your name is, upon you. People who believe in me, God is saying. People who believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he can do exceedingly abundantly above all. We ask a thing. People who believe in the Lord and who are willing to do his purpose and his goals. I'm going to build my church on folk like that. And the gates of hell, nothing that the devil can do against you shall prevail. It will not prevail against you. And then he says, I'm going to do something special for you. Since you believe in me. Peter, you're the one who knows that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Since you believe in me, and since you believe in me, put your name there. You believe in me. He says, I'm going to do something special for you. In Matthew 16:19, he says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys unlock doors. In other words, he's going to give you the keys that unlock heaven, the kingdom of heaven. You got the keys. And then he says, here's what happens with these keys. Here's what happens now. Whatever you bind on earth, guess what? It's going to be written down in heaven that is bound in heaven. There's going to be a record. It's bound up there. And not only that, here's the bonus. And whatever you shall loose on earth, it's going to be a record up there. Heaven's going to say the same thing. When you say, I am healed, heaven says, oh, he said, I'm healed. She said, I'm healed. We got to let her be healed because she said it, and God's word can't be a lie. It says, not one jot nor tittle of his word shall go unfulfilled. Heaven have to pass away. We can't let heaven pass away when Sister Molita Wilson said she's healed. It's got to happen because not one jot nor tittle can go unfulfilled. Yeah, see, when you loose this thing, now how do you loose it? You got to loose it with your mouth. That makes a lot of people, I get some people going to get mad now because they don't have a habit of talking for the Lord. They don't have a habit. I'm an introvert, they'll say. I've been like, homosexuals get saved, they change, don't they? Lesbians get saved, they change, don't they? And they've been like that 40 years. People can smoke for 40 years, they change. People can drink for 40 years, they change. Change. The Bible told you to make known his deeds. Change. Do what the Bible says do, not what the devil. Who you think told you to say that? I've been like this for 40 years. The enemy told you to say that because he doesn't want you to change. He doesn't want you to be like the Lord. He doesn't want you to obey the script. And I give unto you the keys of the heaven. And whatsoever you bind, how you bind it? You got to speak it out. You bind it with your tongue, your mouth. You speak it out. I'm healed. I bind this. Cancer, I bind you. Curse you at the root. See, he doesn't want you to say those things because he knows it works. And it works, not because I said it. It works because Matthew 16:18-19 said it. And they're red writing. It's red writing. What does that mean, it's red writing? Jesus is speaking. And he says, open your mouth. Whatever thou shalt bind, open your mouth and bind it on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you open your mouth and loose on earth, whatsoever you open your, not Bernard Johnson, I'm loosing things on myself. And when I pray for you, I can loose things on you and bind things on you and things like that. But at this point, this is, I'm using this through the scripture right here to tell you that you open your mouth, whatever you open your mouth and loose on yourself, on your children, heaven is going to say the same thing. My son is blessed. Heaven says his son is blessed. My son shall be a millionaire. I'm going to loose that on my daughter. My daughter shall be a millionaire. I'm going to put a name. Lanitra, my daughter, Lady Betty's daughter, Lanitra is going to be a millionaire. Guess what heaven just said? Lanitra is going to be a millionaire. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Amen. You can sit there and not loose things on your son. It makes me wonder, what's going on? I mean, you don't want to loose things on your children? That son, that daughter? You got to open your mouth. Amen.
My daughter will be healed.
Amen.
She will be healed.
Now, that's demonstrating what I'm starting to do. Amen. That's it. That's it.
My son will be saved.
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 My son will be healed.
My daughter will be healed. Amen.
My son will be healed.
Amen. You got it. Amen.
My grandchildren will be saved.
Now
they will be healed. They will be
prosperous. All right.
My son will be prosperous.
Your son will be prosperous. My son will be prosperous.
My son will be prosperous.
Amen. I don't.
My daughter is a millionaire. My daughter is right now a millionaire.
My daughter is a millionaire right now.
My son is a millionaire.
I am a millionaire right now.
I am a millionaire right now. I am a millionaire right now.
I'm gonna call a few names. I want
right now, Faith. Glory to God. Right now, Faith.
All right.
Yes, right now, Faith.
I'm going to get the instructions first, and then we're going to take off. I want to call all these names, about maybe 15 names. I want every one of y'all to loose something. And after they loose it, y'all jump in there quick as you can and loose it on yourself. All right? We're going to loose things.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you called me or not, but you gave me an assignment today.
Oh, yes, you sure do. I'm sorry.
You got it.
Hey, man, I'm loosening that on you. Go ahead.
All right, you can have it. I can do it tomorrow.
No, I'm loosening it back to you.
Go ahead. Amen. You're the leader. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord.
Unto my assignment. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to let you know about me. I graduated with high honors because whatever they told me to do, I wanted to do it. I wanted to do what I was told to do. Top of the line. And my chief ambassador gave me an assignment. And I was at my assignment ever since Monday, so I had time, amen, to meditate and to let the Lord use me. Amen?
Amen.
All is my prayer. Amen. And I just want to let you know this. He's already, amen, pronounced the word that we're coming from out of St. Matthew 16:19. Amen. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. That is the scripture that goes with our loosing and binding. Amen. Praise binding and loosing every day. And I just want you to know this morning, don't feel sorry for yourself. It's your life. Take the action needed to change it. Every moment you have a chance to change your situation, you are in control of your life. Not ordinary, but extraordinary. God's favor is on your life. Number one, Jeremiah 29:11 say, "For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Psalms 32:8 say, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." Joshua 1:9 say, "Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. This is the year of victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." 2 Corinthians 12:9 say, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." I just got a couple of more, and we're going to start pronouncing. 1 John 4:4 say, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Jeremiah 8:10, the first part of it say, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." St. Matthew 7:7-8 say, "Ask, amen, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives." You hear that? "And he that seeks finds, and him that knocks, it shall be opened. And the last one for today, I got several more, but I know he'll call me again in about another year. Matthew 21 and 22 saying, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. You got to know this. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, you got to believe it, and you shall receive it. All right. Amen. So going by the scripture, amen, and I'm a great lover of, if anyone ever heard of John Eckhart, he is a leading demonic declaration and spiritual warfare, amen, man of God in this area and is known throughout, amen, praise the Lord. When I call it out, amen, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you, amen, we're going to bind and then we're going to loose. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to bind. We're going to go according to how the scripture go. You can't loose before you bind. So we're going to bind, and then we're going to loose. And the first one, I want you all to repeat after me. Amen. I bind sickness and disease over my family.
I bind sickness and disease over my family.
And I loose health and wealth.
And I lose health and wealth.
Over my family.
Over my family.
Number two, I bind death over me and my family.
I bind death over me and my family.
And I lose life.
And I lose life over me and my family.
Got it now. Amen. I want to see how well you catch on. I bind light over me and my family.
I bind light over me and my family.
And I lose wealth over me and my family.
And I bind
unauthorized closed doors over me and my family.
I bind unauthorized closed doors over me and my family.
And I loose open doors, the keys of the kingdom of me and my family.
And I open doors over me and my family.
I bind rejection over me and my family.
I bind rejection over me and my family.
And I lose favor over me and my family.
And I bind favor over me and my family.
The last one, I only do things in intervals of 3 or 7. Amen. 3 means represent the Trinity, and 7 means complete. And this is my completion for the day, but I have a couple other things that we're going to do. The last one in this setting is, I bind hell and damnation over me and my family.
I bind hell and damnation over me and my family.
And I lose salvation, Jesus, and nothing else.
And I lose salvation, Jesus, and nothing else over me and my family.
Amen. Right quickly, because we only have a couple of minutes. Amen. I want you to repeat after me. I am the head and not the tail.
I am the head and not the tail.
I am above and not beneath.
I am above and not beneath.
I am blessed and not cursed.
I am blessed and not cursed.
I am fearfully and wondrously made.
I am fearfully and wondrously made.
I lose peace, love, and joy.
I lose peace, love, and joy.
I lose life, health, and strength.
I love myself and my family.
Through favor, longevity, and me and my family.
I lose prayer. Fasting.
Reading the word of God over me.
Reading the word of God over me and my family.
I bind Satan and plead the blood.
I plead the blood of Jesus over me and my family. Thank you.
I command him to flee in the name of Jesus for me and my family. All right, this is, I'm almost done, and all you have to do is repeat after me. All right, quickly. Impartation that we have pronounced over God's people, And in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that there is going to be changes in every home that is represented here and many family, and we do decree and declare that it is so, and this is going to be the year of victory, amen, in Jesus' mighty name, and every positive that is coming our way, we ask that our chief ambassador and his family be the first partakers because of the word of God. It was from Aaron's beard that rotted when the oil was poured upon him. It was poured upon the shepherd, and it went out to the overflow to the people. And because we are believers and followers of him, we shall give double portion and double for our trouble. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Back into your hands, Chief.
You receive it.
Amen.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
If you receive it, say amen, amen.
Amen,
amen. I receive it.
Amen. And I just want to share, because he asked me to do that, get your tablet, get your thick tablet. They got them on sale everywhere at Walmart. And start, you don't have to wait, amen, for any of us to pronounce over you. All you know what you need and you know what you want, and start writing it down and start doing it yourself. What if what if we didn't never get back on here? Were you going to wait on us? Start pronouncing the blessings of the Lord out of the book of Genesis, Exodus, say they are the blessings of Abraham, are rich, amen, and we are the seed of Abraham. God bless you. I love this because I do this all the time. Most of this, all the scriptures I pronounce over myself every day, because we learned this some years ago, and I have mine in a notebook form, so I'm very familiar with pronouncing blessings over me and my family. God bless you. Thank you, Chief, for allowing me to be a part of this. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
My. Ambassador, my God. You hit that ball out of the park, and it was just so rich. Amen. I think we'll take that basically as our prototype this morning. Amen. I love the way Ambassador Stern did that. And I just want to give some assignments. Mm-hmm. Here. This is Thursday. Now, tomorrow, I want Ambassador Hagen to do it again. Let me correct that. On tomorrow, I'm going to ask Ambassador Hodges to do it on tomorrow, on Friday. Hagen, I believe, was earlier this week. Came tomorrow, Friday, Ambassador Hodges. Then I'm going to ask on Monday, Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you would do it for us Monday. Okay? And
amen.
Then I'm going to ask on Tuesday. I'm going to give you a week. If I could send it to you through the mail, I would, but I'm just going to do it this way. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to ask Mother Wilson to take that assignment on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, I want to ask Prophetess Baker from California. Can you get up? I know it's early out there. When we at 6, you at 4 o'clock in the morning. But can you get up and do that for us? Is that Wednesday, I believe? Am I correct? All right. Wednesday. Then Thursday. Did I double that?
Sure.
Y'all help me. But Thursday,
yeah.
I want to ask, I don't want to get in trouble here because I know she's very, very soft-spoken. But Thursday of next week, I want to ask Ambassador Lady Betty if she would do that for us on Thursday of next week. Amen. And then on Friday of next week, my day again, I want to ask Dr. Mary Lacey if she would do that for us on next week, Friday. Okay? All right, I hope y'all got that. Somebody got it and remind us of it, okay? God bless you and you and you. I want to get 2 praise reports, maybe 3. Yeah, 3 praise reports. Amen. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. And you believe in making known his deeds. We'll keep it before you. Amen. Make known his deeds. Speak, talk of his wondrous works. Amen. Psalms 105. Right. Who'll jump in there first? You got a praise report?
Lord, praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. Amen. I have a praise report in the form of an exhortation, if you don't mind if I put it out there for one of our, amen, praise the Lord, one of our prayer, first fruit prayer line of a worker in this ministry for our shut-in. Amen. And I certainly wanted to send a beautiful, hearty, God bless you. Thank you for picking up all of the slack on us. Amen. That's none other than Ambassador-elect Vernita Friesen. Amen. She started doing it one time, and she has taken it among herself to do it. Amen. It's not an easy thing to do when people are not jumping right in, and she makes sure that every spot is filled. She's persistent in what she's doing. I feel in my spirit that she has an excellent spirit and that she loves doing that, because many times she's ready. Amen. It's the people that's not ready, but she is ready. I bet she got it set up already for next time we do it. She's just waiting on the day. So if you're out there, Ambassador-elect Vernita Friesen, I just want to let you know from me and from the First Fruit Prayer Line, you are doing an excellent job. Amen. We love what you're doing. Amen. You keep us in order. Amen. And we commend you on today, and keep on doing what you're doing. The scriptures say that your gift will make room for you, and I do believe that our Chief Ambassador can agree, because he's looking for soldiers and ambassadors and ambassadors elect that can pick up the staff. That's a big job. Amen. And you've done well. I thank you. Amen. And she always sent it to me, and out of the goodness of her heart, amen, I'm nobody, but because you did, I want to thank you openly. Amen. Praise the Lord, because it is no secret what God is going to do for you. Amen. And I thank you so very much. Amen. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you for the encouragement.
Is she out there?
Are you there, Ambassador-elect Bryson?
We'll get raised in the name of Jesus.
We'll do it again.
I will get paid.
Let's do that again on tomorrow. God bless you.
More.
Hopefully y'all got that assignment for those persons who are coming on the line. And I want you to do it. You just had the prototype before you. Just a while ago when Ambassador Stern did that, you bound things on this earth. And then you bind things on, new things on this earth. Amen. So, if you would, let's take those things. We're going to keep this going. If the Lord says the same, I want a brief portion of our platform to be this. Because God said he wants to get you blessed all year long. And that's the key. You got to lose these things on yourself and your family. You know, a lot of people don't want to see you blessed. They're not going to be loosing things on you. You got to whatsoever you lose, you got to lose them on yourself. And you got to keep losing those things on yourself. And you'll see a wonderful, phenomenal difference. God bless you. Amen. All right. Give me a couple praise reports. Two more. Amen. We already had one. I asked for three. So give me two more. Who else has something to say for Jesus? The line is open to you. All right, anybody?
God bless you. This is Ambassador Hodges, and my praise report is I just want to thank God for the shut-in of last night. Thank God for all those that brought words. It was really, really awesome, awesome time in the Lord last night. And I thank God that he allowed me to stay awake through the entire thing, and just the way different people were used on the prayer line, and give glory and all the honor to God. And that is my praise report.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I agree with you. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome night last night. Oh, my God. So much rich material presented, and so many great presentations of gospel, as well as praise reports and prayer requests, things like that. It was so off the chain.
Amen.
God bless you. me one more praise report. Anybody else?
Okay, this is Evangelist Jackson, and I just want to thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord how it has blessed me from the very times that I'm ever able to be on it. I, too, thank God for that powerful all-night prayer last night. I was on as much as I could. I know I went to sleep and I woke up, and then I heard that powerful testimony of Ambassador Hodges. I just finished hearing the powerful decrees and declarations from Dr. Stern. My soul is just being whelmed with the love and the anointing and the blessing of this prayer line. I tell you, Ambassador Chief Johnson, you are doing a powerful work, and the Lord is blessing it and blessing all of us that are partaking of it. And I just thank the Lord for it. All I can do is just praise God and thank him for being able to be exposed to this, because it truly has strengthened my soul. It has given me a higher awakening in the spirit, and I have seen the prayers of the righteous just being coming to pass from this prayer line. And even that powerful lady that was doing the prophesying on last night, it is so blessed. And I just want to thank you and thank all the ambassadors, ambassador-elect, and the chief ambassador for the work God has given you for this prayer line. Thank God. Amen.
Oh, my God. My God. And may I say to you, Lady Jackson, I tell you, you, last night, you were an awesome blessing to this prayer line and have been every time I've heard you. You are on the wall. Don't come down. You blessed our hearts in a great, great, great way. I want to thank, I think it's Ambassador-elect Prison.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I wish she were still on the line this morning. Are you there, Ambassador-elect Prison? We just thank you.
I don't think she's here, but I'm sure share with her the praise report that was given in her behalf. Thank God.
Chief, I'm receiving messages that some of the lines are muted. She may be on the line, but she's probably muted.
Thank you, Father, God. All right. Are you on the line?
Great.
Ambassador Lake Crescent, are you on the line? Okay. Lord bless you. Real good. Amen. Let me try one more time here.
Thank you.
Ambassador-elect Prison, are you on the line this morning?
Thank you.
Are you on the line?
Thank you, my cousin.
I don't think she's on here this morning.
Who did you ask for?
Ambassador-elect Prison.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Father, God, I love you.
Let me.
I love you. Happy New Year, you too, sir.
God bless you.
See you later.
All right, I might have to mute that. Bless you. Give me one more praise report. Amen. I'm moving from there.
Good morning.
We have a praise report.
I thank God this morning for all that I've heard all through the night, and even this morning.
We got a prayer line. We have 6 a.m. and 7.
All right, go ahead, Mother Wilson.
I thank God for how he has blessed us, and I was just listening at the prayer line. It seemed like somebody is struggling to breathe this morning on the line. And I'm praying for them. I had been listening for a few minutes, and we're just going to give God the praises because we know that he's able to breathe for them in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mother. Thank you so much. And now I want to, can someone, I've been up all night long. Can somebody rest me up and get the prayer request this morning?
Chief Ambassador Johnson.
right? Anyone can get the praise report. Prayer request this morning. I'm sorry.
It's a lot
yes,
of
ma'am.
Static in the back. Somebody. That's why we hardly can say anything. I don't know if you hear somebody was ordering food and somebody's Happy New Year. You know.
Yeah, we're working on that as we speak.
Right. So.
All right.
Amen.
Let me have those prayer requests today. Can someone take those prayer requests for us today?
I said I wanted to take the prayer request, but I want to take it where I can hear it. And because when I can't hear it, that distracts me from the spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I understand.
Amen.
We're working on it. All right.
This is Ambassador Stern, Chief Ambassador. I would take the prayer request today.
All right. Thank you so much. It's in your hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks again. Amen. Praise God. I, too, was up all night. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm still awake. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sleep today. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless our First Fruit prayer line. And we're the point of our service and prayer line on today that we're taking our prayer requests, and please talk slow for me, amen. I don't take shorthand, amen, and I like the prayer requests, amen. So mercy upon me, amen. Our first prayer request, you are on the line.
Good morning. I'm Sister Jolene Bonnet. Request an unspoken prayer request for Jolene Bonnet and for my son.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen for your son. All right, the next one, you're on the line.
Good morning. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stern. How are you?
Someone just before you say good morning, and I need to yield to them. Amen, and I'll get back with you.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Happy New Year. And,
praise the Lord, Evangelist Ellen.
Yes, I have a legal situation with the Social Security Administration, and I'm just praying for God's favor and for wisdom for my attorney, and thank God.
All right. All right, favor. All right, now I'm back with you, sweetheart.
Yes, Ambassador Stern, this is Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York. Dan Johnson, and I'm requesting prayer for my dad, Elder Richard Johnson. He is in Chicago. They rushed him to the hospital on last night. He is 96 plus, and he has been diagnosed with colon cancer, and the doctor said that they have made him comfortable. And I'm just asking prayer for him because, and for my family.
All right. How you doing today?
I feel so much better, Dr. Thank God. I enjoyed all of the lessons you showed, and I recited them. And I'm looking for greater things from God this year.
God bless. Amen. Our next prayer request, you're on the line.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for myself. On yesterday, I prepared myself to do my for my thing on the all night blog. I fell asleep, and I heard the first beginning of it, and then I fell asleep. So I'm asking the saints to pray for me when it comes to the doing things like this that I can. Participate because I want to participate. When Sister Gina called me yesterday, I was working on it. So I'm asking the saints to just pray my strength in doing this when it's my time to do it.
Amen. Don't beat yourself up now because it's all done and God had a ram in the bush. But when I get to your prayer, I will pray in there, okay? Amen. Okay. We are our worst critics and God has already forgiven. You didn't yield to a crime. Amen. Your heart was right and God knows that it was. Hey, anybody could go to sleep. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you didn't do it intentionally. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request? You are on the line.
Yes, amen. I have a prayer request. This is Ambassador Lacey in Waukegan. I lost three first cousins and two of my sisters. One is Leola in Gary, Indiana. Another cousin in Mississippi, and another cousin in Gary. So we got death in the family, and I'm asking your prayers for strength. I'm asking your prayers for Monique Lacey, my granddaughter.